Last week, I gave a bit of advice to a newcomer to Western Kansas who asked for some pointers on landscaping with regards to less water and less work. Xeriscaping is the answer to the first part of his question, and I'd say that eventually this form of landscaping and gardening will pay off with a lighter workload. But that all depends on the gardener setting up a workable xeriscape system and then providing some follow-through at various times in the growing season. Here are some key ingredients for creating a successful, low-water, low-maintenance landscape. First of all, plan ahead and use the water wisely. Heat and wind will evaporate lots of precious moisture if it's applied in the wrong way or at the wrong time. This is especially important if you're using sprinklers to get moisture to your plants. Soaker hoses or drip irrigation systems are much more efficient and can usually pay for themselves through the savings on water bills and expended hose hauling energy over the summer. Don't rush the watering, but rather water for longer periods of time so that you don't have to return to the area so frequently. Deep watering develops larger and more efficient root systems on your plants, so they'll be better able to survive critical droughts, which seem to be something we face persistently. And always check to see if the water is really needed. If the soil is moist to a depth of 4 inches, then your lawn, flowers, or vegetables are probably okay. Most gardeners say 1 inch of water a week is ideal. But since a 1 inch rain can never be counted on in our high and dry plains, I always keep a goodly amount of wheat straw or grass clippings mulch on my vegetable garden. This means adding to it occasionally, especially if we've had some weather that may have scattered it literally to the four winds. I also heavily mulch my flower beds with wood chips. Be sure to use the heavier varieties that won't blow away or float away with any excess watering. I use wood chip mulch around trees and shrubs, and am planning to use straw matting around a new strawberry bed I'm putting in this year. Mulching retains moisture and helps suppress weeds that can greedily gulp up most of the water you thought you were giving to your landscape plants. For this reason, I long ago established an early morning routine that includes a morning cup of coffee, followed by setting sprinklers, drips, and hoses, and then finishing out the work session with weeding for at least a half hour. If your work and family schedule can't provide this morning or evening time, look at your weekends for catching up on watering and weed patrol. Be careful not to overdo the feeding of your lawn, flowers, or vegetable plants during hot, dry growing seasons. The salts in the fertilizer can burn the roots of plants that are already struggling to get enough moisture. And don't bypass the use of shade cloth to give your newly transplanted shrubs and flowers some added protection. It may not look the best, but when the temperature is soaring and searing, the plants it's protecting will probably be smiling back at you. Next week, we'll wind up our xeriscape advice sessions with a closer look at drip lines and soaker hoses.